Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Right now, we have an interview with the amazing Briar March. Briar, how are you today?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. Just really enjoying seeing beautiful films at Whanumaruma.
Nice. Right. Angus, you want to take it away?
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. Like our third interview ever. I'd just like to start us off with, this is your first drama that you've done. You've previously done documentary films such as, you did one on Dame Valerie Adams, More Than Gold, and Mothers of the Revolution. I'd like to just speak about the process of making a drama and it being a drama short, and maybe explain the film to the listeners.
Sure. So I have a short film that's in the New Zealand Best Program, I think screening on Sunday in Dunedin. And the film is called I See You, and it's about a young mother who is struggling to accept her child who has Down syndrome. And her child is about 1 year old and developmentally behind other children in that age group. And we see the mum in various situations at home with her husband. And in those moments, she's just trying to process and understand some of these grappling questions that she's got about her child and how to really do the best for her child. And through the process of the film, I guess we see sort of an emotional journey where she comes to really see her child for who they really are.
100%. That seems like a very intimate and emotional short film. Definitely, you got a range of different ones that are in the, I think it's, like you said, the best shorts of New Zealand, and it's picked by, I think it was Gerald Johnstone, which is awesome to see, and I'm glad that it's showing down in Dunedin because it looks very, very good. What sort of emotional connection do you have towards the film? Like, what inspired you to make it?
Sure. Well, I wanted to make a drama. I mean, I love all types of cinema. And I think, you know, when you're looking at different subject matter, you have to think, what's this story? How is it best told? Is this best told in the form of a fiction or a documentary? And some of the issues that the film explores are quite complex. One of them is prenatal testing, and they're really complicated conversations that need to be done delicately. And I felt that a fiction film would be a better place to explore those ideas. And also, I'm a mother to a child with Down syndrome. My son is 6. And so, you know, writing a fiction film, I've took some of my own experiences and included them in the film. And I guess I hadn't seen a story like this one be told before. So I really wanted to explore those things and put them into a cinema context.
Yeah, 100%. That's really awesome that you're putting that out there and putting your experiences that you've dealt with and that and showcasing it to a lot of people. How do you think the audience reactions to the film has been going? Are they feeling same sort of similar vibe? Kind of, it's a very heartfelt, very around those sort of lines. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've been to one screening so far, You know, I mean, I think people enjoyed it, but. One of the things I didn't realize was how intense it was, you know, because you're working on your film for months and months. And so after a while, it becomes like something that's stuck in your dreams. And, you know, it really is quite hard to have some space and distance from it. And so when I watched it on the big screen, I was amazed at the intensity of the performances from our beautiful actors, Anne March and Kieran Charnock, who have the two lead roles, parents, and Susanna Grace, who is the 1 year old. And I mean, she's just the most natural method actor. She's always in her role, being 1 year old. But yeah, I was surprised because the film doesn't have a lot of music, which is a choice that I made. And I mean, something that I usually love a lot of, you know, music, and I love working with composers. And so I decided, though, I wanted it to be quite raw and very naturalistic. It's kind of got a sort of social realist sort of style. And I only put music at the very end, and I was sort of nervous that will it carry through? Will it be able to kind of maintain its intensity, but I felt like it was, it did that job when I saw it on the big screen.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's all that you hope for, to be honest, is that you bring what you've created for the past couple of months and it comes to the big screen and you're happy and you're satisfied with what's come out and it's actually taken a real impact. And that's great to hear.
Yeah, I have a few questions about the production process. How long did that take? How long was the shoot? How long did the entire film take to create?
Well, you know, if you wanted to start with the early idea and then writing that on into a script, I mean, that process took about a year or 2 years because we were trying to get, you know, funding and things like that. But once we got the funding and had the script locked, the shoot was only 4 days. And I mean, that's all to do with, you know, budgets as well. You know, you're working with a limited budget and you just want to try and get everything done in that time frame. And it was quite a challenge because we're working with babies. And so you can't, you know, predict when they need to go to sleep, when they need a nappy change. And so I think one of the interesting things that we did was we chose to shoot the film in a specific way that allowed us some freedom. So we used long lenses, which allowed us to give us some space from the child. And, you know, as you know, kids, they see cameras and they look at them and things like that. So we designed this sort of process where we had these long lenses and we could allow the actors to almost sort of improvise slightly and with the script and with how they moved in the space. And that gave us so much leeway in terms of our time and how we managed to get things in the can and feel good about them because we had this freedom in our approach.
Yeah, what's it like working on set with such young children in terms of safety precautions and security? And I imagine there has to be some kind of like handlers involved in that sort of thing?
Yes. Well, we did have, a stand-in child as well. But actually, you know what? That didn't work out because the child had a different head. So it really, every time we tried to use the stand-in, it just didn't work out. So really, the main thing for us was our communication with Serena, the mother of Susanna Grace. And I just have to say, Serena was amazing with her trust and her collaboration with us. It was really a journey that myself, my producer Carolyn Hutchinson, and Serena went on together. And there was a lot of discussion, you know, like, is this okay? Do we need to stop now? And there were a few moments actually where we did have to stop because we needed to give Susanna a break. And it was that really tricky thing as a director because, you know, you're always wanting to get the right shot. And you sort of go into this very narrow mindset where I need to get this, but you can't forget about the ethical implications of working with real people and, you know, giving the space and the, you know, safety concerns that we need to also, be mindful of. So it was really like this conversation that we continually had. And then we tried to locate most of the film inside a house. And it was a house that we had, you know, 24-hour access to. So we put Susanna and her mum in the house next door. So it was very easy for us to move back and forward from the set to, you know, putting Susanna to sleep and doing things like that. And pretty much sometimes we just had to switch a scene around. Like, Susanna's gone to sleep now. And then it was like, oh, we need to film Susanna asleep, but she's awake. So we were always like, you know, trying to play it by ear. And that was actually something, you know, working in the documentary space where there's no control over a lot of these things, I was used to that and could kind of improvise a little bit.
No, that's great. I didn't think of that, like controlling the baby where you can't go to sleep, you can't shoot when she's asleep. Like that would have been a real challenge that you guys overcame. And I can't wait to see it for sure. So you can catch I See You at 10:30 on Sunday at the Regent alongside other short films such as First Horse, Grateful Grapefruit, which is good, and Rochelle. We got a bunch there.
Very exciting stuff. Thank you so much, Briar, for coming on the show. It's been lovely to have you and lovely to hear about your short film. I think it'll be a really impactful one, and I urge anybody who's listening to go along and see it. Sometimes you need that kind of heartwarming thing, and it's a film that will broaden your horizons, you know, something that we're not all experienced with but definitely need to know more about, I think.
Cool, thank you.
Oh, good. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.